This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. A Russian armored column is bearing down on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, Tuesday, while invasion forces fired rocket barrages into the center of the country's second-largest city, Kharkiv, on the sixth day of Russia's assault on its western neighbor. Ukrainian Interior Minister Anton Harashenko said rocket strikes in the center of Kharkiv killed at least 10 people and wounded 35. Similar strikes killed and wounded dozens in the city the previous day. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky Tuesday said Kharkiv city center is a civilian area and called the missile attacks terrorist tactics. Zelensky has called on Western allies to create a no-fly zone around Ukraine, but Monday a Pentagon spokesman said that the United States was not considering such a measure, saying Russians had achieved air superiority, have not achieved air superiority over the whole country. He told reporters Ukrainian air defenses remain intact and viable, both in terms of aircraft and missile defense systems. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, meanwhile, is in Poland Tuesday for talks with his Polish counterpart, Mateusz Morawiecki, and he condemned Russian President Vladimir Putin for what Johnson called a war of aggression and accused the Russian leader of tearing up every principle of civilized behavior. He said it's important to note this invasion is Putin's responsibility alone.
To ensure that Putin's venture in Ukraine fails, we must get over that key point that this is not Russia's war, not the Russian people's war. This is Putin's war, and that's been increasingly obvious from everything that he has said and written in the last year.
Johnson said the only way out of the situation is for Putin to turn around his tanks and take the path of peace. This is VOA News. The European Union's executive branch, the European Commission, says it is ready to activate a never-used mechanism that could pave the way for millions of Ukrainians fleeing Russia's invasion to find shelter across Europe. According to the United Nations, more than 500,000 refugees have fled from Ukraine into neighboring countries, with more than half entering Poland. Hungary, Moldova, Romania, Slovakia, and even Belarus have also registered new arrivals. A European Commission official told VOA in an email Tuesday that it will soon propose to activate the Temporary Protection Directive to aid people fleeing the war in Ukraine. The directive was created in 2001 after conflicts in the former Yugoslavia, Kosovo, and elsewhere in Europe during the 1990s demonstrated the need for special procedures to deal with mass influxes of displaced persons. Press officer Sierra Bottomley said all people in need, regardless of their nationality, ethnicity, or skin color, who are fleeing violence in Ukraine, should be granted access to the EU. U.S. President Joe Biden will deliver his first State of the Union address at a precipitous moment for the nation, aiming to navigate the country out of a pandemic, reboot his stalled domestic agenda, and confront Russia's aggression. The speech, scheduled for late Tuesday, had initially been conceived by the White House as an opportunity to highlight the improving COVID-19 pandemic outlook and rebrand Biden's domestic policy priorities as a way to lower costs for families grappling with soaring inflation. What has taken on a new significance with the Russian invasion of Ukraine and nuclear saber-rattling by Vladimir Putin. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters Monday it's not unusual for a State of the Union speech to be overtaken by current events. She was also asked, as COVID-related mask mandates have been eased out at the U.S. Capitol, where the speech will be delivered, if the president would be wearing a mask anyway.
Well, he will certainly not be wearing a mask when he's speaking. I have not talked to him yet about whether he's going to wear a mask when he's walking down the aisle, but it has been announced, I think, that it's not required, and certainly he will abide by...
Biden and his remarks plan to highlight the bravery of Ukrainian defenders and the resolve of a newly reinvigorated Western alliance that has worked to rearm the Ukrainian military and impose sanctions on Russia. A study conducted in the United States says Pfizer's two-dose COVID-19 vaccine is less effective in protecting young children than older children and adults. Researchers from New York State's Department of Health compared data collected from more than 850,000 youngsters between 12 and 17 years old and compared it to data collected from children between 5 and 11 years old who were fully vaccinated. The study shows the vaccine's effectiveness against severe illness and hospitalization in the younger group declined from 100% to 48%. Reporting for your